You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is episode 16, The Wrath of Dr. Zorbius.
Welcome, intruders, to Coriander Society Adventures. Our laboratory has been breached by three enemies who will be destroyed.
When last we left our heroes, a Zorbot Mark I and Dr. Zorbius Brandt emerged to confront Asena, who is currently trapped inside John Carmichael's magical sphere of water. It is John's turn. He's just rounded the corner. I would argue that you'd be able to tell that Asena has been encapsulated. If you move one more square, you will not be able to tell that.
Yeah.
That gives you the option of dropping the spell if you'd like. What would you like to do?
What I would like to do is I'm going to point up towards the ceiling past the floor above us in order to see if I can send a message to the guy I just rescued, Mr. Mm-hmm. Zal, and let him know that we've got a couple of kids down here who we need you to escort them back to that little hidey hole with you. Oh, rather, I have 25 words, so that should have been fine, but hey, Zal, come back downstairs. Grab the girl and the tied up kid. Wait for us in the hidey hole. Please and thank you.
All right. You send that message. That's your action. What else do you do?
I set the girl down right here and I haul ass towards where Asena is.
All right. Go ahead and move yourself.
I just heard the maniacal laughter of Dr. Zorbius Brandt, my almost arch enemy in this land. And I'm going to go assist. I think at this point, I do not want to drop the sphere because I'm pretty confident that Asena can get out and then I can use this thing to our advantage. So,
all right.
She got herself in that mess. She can get herself out of that mess.
Remember, you can move the sphere as a bonus action.
Is it? I thought it was an action.
Watery sphere.
As an action. Yeah, I wish it was a bonus action.
It's an action. Unlucky. Unlucky.
That would be lovely. And that's it for me. I take out my gun, and I get ready to make magic.
Okay.
Oh, I'll use my bonus action to reload. I had a shot out of it just in case for some reason I need to shoot more people. So, there we go.
Done and done. Gaston, it's your turn. What do you do?
That is a good question. What do I know? Do I know, like...
Villains have a special ability where you can hear their monologues from anywhere in the dungeon.
I see. So I know that Zorbius Brandt has made an entrance, as they say. So I guess... Can I, remove this kid's gag?
Yeah, that's an item interaction.
Cool. Can I do that? I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Hey, kid, can you fight?
Well, I mean, I can make stuff happen.
What kind of stuff?
Stuff? What do you need?
I need those robots and to not work anymore.
Can do.
Really?
Yep, not a problem.
I feel like... Can I see if he's lying?
Roll an insight check.
I feel like that's just too easy.
He's a gifted.
That kid is pretty confident. Like, regardless of the truth, the kid at least buys it.
Good enough. Can I, use my action to untie him, I guess, since I already did my item interaction?
Yeah. I'll take your bonus action if you want.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool. All right.
All right, so your item interaction and your bonus action are both gone. The kid is untied. Stretches out, shakes it loose. What else do you do? You still have an action and you have your movement.
I'm going to say, okay, let's go. Bots are this way. And I'm just going to start walking. Oh, wait, let me check how much movement I have. So I can go here. Oops. Go here.
If you're going to jump off the stairs like that, you'll have to roll acrobatics or athletics.
No, I went around.
Oh, you did the math? Okay, yeah, I see what you did. I see what you did. You have an action. Is there anything else you want to do?
I guess I'll use it to dash, just so I can get to the action.
All right, go ahead and take the movement.
Wait, how does my stim shot work again? It's every moment I'm in combat, right? Does that count now?
If you activate it for the next 10 rounds, you will gain. You will have 3 temporary hit points. So, like,
yeah, I'm gonna do that now.
All right, you activate your stim shot, you gain 3 temporary hit points. And so the way temporary hit points work, they, for those of you who may not be familiar, beat down, you may already know, they don't stack. So it's not like you have 3, then you have 6, then you have 9. It resets back up to 3 every single round. Which is still useful.
It's like a damage buffer right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, that is it for you. Now it is time for lab assistants. Intruders!
Destroy.
Azorbot Mark II is activated. And it will go next round. And he continues to run around, opening doors. Gaston,
that guy.
Roll a perception check. All right, you hear absolutely nothing.
Hey, Mr. DM?
Yes.
I'm only like 30-ish feet away, and my passive perception's at 23. Do I hear anything?
You hear doors opening this way.
Oh, goody.
A lab assistant emerges from the heart of the laboratory itself. Well, let's see what gadget he has. Any second now. There we go. He has 2. A freeze ray. He fires the freeze ray at Asena, who is restrained. He has advantage to shoot it. He's firing this freeze ray into the sphere of water. Which, depending on how it works, could either make it more or less effective. So I'm just going to call it a wash.
Stuck, or am I like spinning? Because
you're sort of spinning around, but you occupy that square still.
I might be a little hard to hit, just saying. If I'm...
True, but the effect of the spell gives you the restrained condition, which makes you easier to hit. Okay.
It's almost like if you're spinning in the undertow of a rift and it's in one square, so you're spinning,
but stuck in a current.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, the water freezes around you, Asena. You take 13 points of cold damage.
Wow.
And roll a constitution saving throw.
What am I supposed to click on?
So on your character sheet, above your skills is the saving throws box. Click on the constitution. As a DC 14, would you like to spend a point of inspiration? Otherwise, you'll be...
Yeah, paralyzed? Yeah.
All right, yeah. So because they're only off by 1, spend the point. It gives you +1 to your save. You save. You are not paralyzed. You just take the damage. His understudy also emerges from inside. Another lab assistant. This one has inspiration. Thank you, chat. Let's roll to find out what fun gadget he has. Ooh, a 3. This lab assistant has a hypno ray. He pulls out a gun that literally has like a spinning swirly disc on it, and he presses it. It does not affect the Zorbots. Asena, the colors, the spinning, it's everywhere. Roll a wisdom saving throw. You are not affected by the hypno ray. Unfortunately for you, the bad guy has not used his inspiration yet because that attack does not use an attack roll, but hey. Is that it for
it's
my...
Something.
Yep. And you see another lab assistant running down the corridor. He used... he dashes all the way up. Stop them! I'm going to roll to see what gadget he has, but he doesn't get to use it this turn. Number four. This lab assistant has a bubble gun.
A bubble gun?
What does that do? Stay tuned to find out.
Yeah, shoot bubbles at me when I'm already in the water.
Squirtle, use bubble beam! Squirtle, 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 squirtle.
Zorbot Mark 1 activated.
Ah, yes, that guy.
Another one? Oh, no, the Swiss one. Okay, good.
Zorbot Mark 1 approaches just to here because it has telescoping arms, and it is going to make one bash attack and two blade attacks, all at advantage.
Oh, yeah?
The bash.
Hey!
13s do not hit. And it is going to make its two blade attacks. Slice. Meet dice. You take 33 points of slashing damage total.
Okay.
That is it for the Zorbots. It is now Extra's turn.
Also, guys, I hate to be that guy, but you took 13 ice damage earlier.
Yes, don't forget you took the 13 cold damage from the freeze ray.
Oh, yeah.
Extra runs to the corner.
And mate.
Yes.
I can't let that happen. I'm going to use my reaction, and I'm going to activate my Arcane Ward.
Mm-hmm.
To absorb some of that damage.
Okay, how much?
27 points. It uses my whole Arcane Ward.
Okay. Asena, heal yourself for 27 points of damage, basically. He throws all this energy he's been gathering as he casts his spells, and it wraps around you, and as the second slicing blade... This Zorbot, by the way, instead of having grabber arms, it just has these gigantic swords on its hands, essentially. And it's just trying to slice you apart.
I was trying to save that for Gaston, but... That's a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. All right. Extra runs down to the corner, looks around, and then says, "Extra, extra, read all about it. Faulty parts lead to critical robotic malfunction."
Oh my god!
I had a feeling.
Dude. Holy.
All right,
shit.
One of the robots is fine, but the other one just, like, suddenly falls apart. Now, it's not like he's God and he can just do that instantly, but this one was already super wounded. And so one of the Zorbots floating around in the bubble with you that he can see breaks apart and malfunctions.
Oh, yes.
And it gets ejected. All right. It is now time for Dr. Zorbius Brandt! I have so many character sheets open right now.
Oh, I'm about to fix that. Don't worry.
Jeez. God damn.
All right. Ah, my precious creations. Oh, no, he can't do that. That would be bad. He's not going to use that. Behold the Zorbian vocalization inhibitor! And he pulls out this radar dish, essentially, that's attached to his diving suit's arms. And he fires it at Asena. Nope. Did not mean to do that. Nope. Didn't do that. He has advantage on this shot. He's going to activate the Zorbian vocalization inhibitor. You take 8 points of psychic damage.
Interesting.
And you can't talk.
Oh.
The effect
right
lasts...
Right when the part I was about to start talking.
Not anymore, you're not.
Only I may do that!
So you can use your action. It lasts for 1 minute, which is 10 rounds. You can use your action to try to break off. It's a psychic compulsion that's preventing you from talking. And to break it, you have to use your action to try to resist the effect. I'm going to do this heartbreak icon for that. And that will be it for Dr. Zorbius Brandt. Asena, it's your turn. You're trapped inside a bubble of water. Yeah, and there's a Zorbot. Things are not awesome. The one Zorbot that is remaining is pretty damaged. And at the end of your turn, you can make a new saving throw to escape. John's turn is coming up, and he can end the spell if he wants, unless you manage to escape. You can also use your action to try to get an extra attempt to escape. What would you like to do? You have a lot of problems right now.
I have a lot of problems. One of which being I'm stuck in a bubble. It would be really fun to try to punch this robot while we're in the bubble. But I think the priority is to get out of it.
Okay. Using your action, roll a strength saving throw. Normal, no advantage or disadvantage.
I believe in you. Oh, gosh.
That does not succeed.
Well, it's strength. I'm not the great at strength.
You're pretty strong.
Yeah, no, but she's not proficient in strength saves.
No, I know.
All right, at the end of your turn, you can make another strength saving throw. But you've used your action, and you can't move because you're restrained. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just go ahead and cut right to that, or did you have something else in mind along the way?
Well, I can't talk, so...
That's true.
Can I spend inspiration to get advantage on my roll?
Yes, absolutely. Roll a new second save against... this is just roll another normal one, but we're counting this as advantage on your first one.
Okay. God, so close.
Mate, would I be able to expend an inspiration so she could pass it with that 17?
Yes, I will let you spend inspiration to weaken the spell just for her.
Thank you.
Allowing her to escape.
Perfect. I blow the inspiration to get out of there.
Your action is still gone, but you can now move. What would you like to do?
I'm out of inspiration.
I'm going to land right here, right next to John.
All right.
Sort of out of their range. And so, I am like on all fours, coughing up the water.
Mm-hmm.
Did not like that.
She's thinking that. She's not saying that.
I'm not saying it. I'm just coughing. And like, blah, blah.
Anything else?
No.
All right.
Well, I gotta reload my shotgun.
That's fair. I'll let you reload your shotgun. That's fair. Your shotgun is now reloaded. And you have 9 rounds of not being able to speak left.
9?
Oh my god.
That's how long a minute is?
Unless you make...
A round is 6 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, that means the stim shot lasts for that long, which is great. The Zorbot is...
Wait. Do I get an item interaction?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I'm gonna fire up my backpack. And I'm gonna use the gas on me.
Whoa!
Okay.
Wait a second.
So you just point that thing right in your face and just...
Yeah, right in my mouth.
And I believe chat gave her an inspiration if she did that.
Yep. Okay, the rules for this object cover what happens if you spray it on a bunch of other people, but they don't cover what happens if you just huff the stuff. So, Asena, as you... It sort of tastes like bitter, metallic, tangy, and it burns like capsaicin, like something spicy, and it's not helping with all this water in your lungs, and the adrenaline rush that just hits you. It's like it spreads out from your mouth, and your heart immediately...
She's got charged back into the watery sphere again, isn't she?
And you can feel your muscles surging, and you are angry. You want to break things. You are so mad right now.
Yeah.
You can't talk, but you can certainly scream inarticulately. You gain the benefits of a barbarian rage. We will talk more about what that does when you start kicking ass.
Yes.
Error! Error! Destroy! Destroy!
The Zorbot can... none of its abilities are usable when it's trapped inside water. So it's just going to sort of spin around in circles and then make a strength saving throw at the end of it. Yeah, it's still stuck. Well, John, it's your turn. What do you do?
Okay. John looks to Asena roiding out over here and decides to get away from her and create as much space as possible. He uses his action as he begins stepping forward. He begins pushing the watery sphere down the hall towards Zobius and friends.
All right, and it goes up to 30 feet in a straight line.
Correct. So if you could just move it like 10 feet to start, I want to move myself in the hallway to kind of get a sense. Or at least I'm going to look around the corner. That's 5, 10, 15, 20. Just want to kind of get a sense of things here. So, all right, it's going to crash into the closest Zorbot first. Mm-hmm. So have it make the save, please.
Yep. The watery sphere just roll. It's this Zorbot just rolling in this gigantic bubble of water. All right, I am rolling a strength saving throw. It has advantage on this save.
It does?
Yes, it is incredibly stable. And it still failed. It still failed.
All right, it keeps going. It grabs the two little guys if they fail.
All right, give me a moment. The one of them has advantage from chat. I'll roll the advantage guy first. A strength saving throw. How much strength do you think Zorbius' lab assistants have?
Probably a lot.
Oh my god!
He suffocates and dies.
Alright, this is now at maximum capacity.
Yep. The nice thing is, it can still keep going. Anybody that doesn't gets ejected, your choice, mate. So I push it forward one more square.
All right.
So that guy cannot be absorbed, so he's ejected wherever you feel like.
All right. He's going to be ejected backwards. Does it say how far he gets ejected?
The adjacent square.
All right. Yeah, it's just going to push him.
Cool. It keeps going.
All right. So it was here, and the farthest it can go back is here. Okay.
Yep.
What is the meaning of this? As you shove the entire encounter, just what if we took this boss fight and put it over here?
I was hoping you were going to try and be like, oh, I'm going to move it on this side so that way they have enemies to fight. And then I'd be like, yes, and let me introduce you to my friend, the Raging Monk.
Anything else?
I have more movement, but I feel like I'm just going to expose myself by stepping out. So I feel pretty good. I'm actually going to take a step back. Because in case there's like some kind of AoE I don't want to be a part of.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that.
All right, well, Dr. Zorbius uses a legendary action. Attack my robot minions! Attack! And another Zorbot appears out of this chamber down below.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. That tracks.
Yep. All right. He's used one legendary action. Gaston, it's your turn.
Oh god, okay.
Now, mate, just to be, now that I've seen him, I want to clarify. Zorbius is a guy on a TV, on a robot, right?
It's a diving suit, like an old-fashioned diving suit.
So
he's in there.
He is in there.
And it's got, like, a screen
for his face. Oh, you're fucked up, dude. Oh, I'm going to kill him.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why? Don't we have questions for him?
Dude, kill first, questions
this
later.
Is like, a question scenario?
I mean, okay, you got me there.
Here's the thing. You got to deal with the gangsters. When it comes to mad scientists, I'm going to deal with that. So,
all right.
We will see what happens when the dice fall.
I mean, to be fair, mad science is also one of his...
No, I agree. I just mean, I've been tracking this guy for a while. He's like my de facto, like, I've made him my arch enemy, even though we've only met once. So... Screw this guy. He's been messing with all the people with the gifts and stuff and making my life hell.
So I move.
Mm-hmm. You see another Zorbot down.
Oh, I do.
Yep.
Destroy.
Is he like a tough looking Zorbot?
No, it's a Mark III. The Mark III has a yellow back, white background. The Mark II has a yellow background, and the Mark I has a red background.
I see. Okay.
Hey, mate, not that it's important, but I'd like to be like pressed up against the wall here to kind of be like shrinking away from Asena and just like, hey, there's a evil robot over there. You should go over there.
I actually think I might end my turn because I only have one EMP nade left. And I would like to save it for
You have a freeze ray, you have a gun, or you could dash.
Oh, yeah. Can I freeze ray from where I'm standing?
Well, let's see. You can certainly try.
All right.
Roll the attack with disadvantage. As you fire it, you realize that it's optimized for a range of up to 20 feet.
Okay. Noted. You said it was just use a pistol for now, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey! Dude, okay. Look at you!
Why do you have disadvantage on this?
Because you told him it was disadvantage.
You said that.
You're right. Duh, sorry. Or herp a derp. Alright, you are going to roll 2d8 for freeze ray. Yeah, 2d8 cold damage. Nice.
Nicely done.
The Zorbot is resistant to cold damage. It takes half damage. I also need you to roll 1d10.
Damn it.
And,
I meant to roll.
Oh, yeah, try again. That was not.
I was close.
All right.
Wow, what?
Cool. Don't worry about it. Nothing happens.
It probably explodes if you roll a one.
Are the Zorbots immune to the paralyzed condition? They are not. It's going to roll a constitution saving throw.
Encase it in ice.
And I think it might be encased in ice. Oh no, the DC is 14, so it is not. It's like it starts to seize up and then it shatters through and continues.
Destroy!
No!
The Zorbot Mark II. None of you are in this area, but you hear a door open off yonder, behind you.
Oh, good.
Oh, wait.
And you hear the echoing command.
Destroy!
Pain!
I don't know if this was taken into consideration, but a full round ago, I asked Saul to get the girl. Just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Saul would be at the top of the stairs at this point, facing down the Zorbot.
No.
And not liking his odds. I'm going to put him in an initiative count one.
Is the kid in the order?
Go again?
Is Extra in the order?
Extra is in the order.
Okay. Extra. What's it called? Do I notice Asena is all hulked out?
It's pretty hard to miss at this point. All right.
John, what the hell's wrong with her?
Gasp. She's Bane right now.
I don't know who that is, but the gas part makes sense. I guess that's it for my turn, then.
Stop them! Two more lab assistants come charging down the corridor behind you from that door. Let's find out what fun toys they have. Lab assistant number one has a bubble gun. Lab assistant number two has
a bubble gun.
We laugh, but I bet you a bubble gun is like kind of like what John does with the sphere, except we'll probably just be in a bubble.
You're right. Bubbles. Like that foam that hits you and it expands out, but it's just bubbles.
Yeah. Or acid bubbles. Who knows?
Or acid bubbles.
Well, Saul Henning is about to find out.
Whoop. Oh, wow. Look at that. Look at that.
And Saul's in a bubble.
So Saul wouldn't go on my turn because I called him? Or
nope.
No, he's not. Okay.
I rolled him in.
Oh.
And he's in a bubble.
Ah, oh, shit.
I'll take care of this one. You get the girl! All right. Zorbot Mark 1.
Ah, oh, crap.
Visual lost on targets.
It really can't do much. There's no hostiles in range, so it's just going to wait till the end of its turn and make a strength saving throw. Does the Dungeon Master... Yeah, the DM has... I'm going to cash in one of my inspirations that Chad has given me to make this save.
Out of a gun.
The odds are still not great. Still failed.
Error, destroy, error, destroy.
All right, where did Extra go? There he is. Okay.
Dude, I'm getting so much mileage out of that spell, man.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Heavy wind expected in subterranean areas. And this huge gust of wind starts roaring past, and it slams the door that the Zorbot is about to emerge from shut.
Dude, this kid is my new favorite character. I love this power. This is the coolest power.
Yeah. So cool.
All right, it's Dr. Zorbius' turn. What can he do?
Die peacefully?
How about no? All right, Zorbius uses on-the-fly gadget as he starts quickly reassembling bits and pieces from a locker nearby, and he builds something, but you do not know. Yes?
We don't have to go back from here, but I do want to let you know, I just read something. If the creature has restrained the maximum amount, then a random creature that was restrained by it falls out and lands prone in a space within 5 feet of it. So it keeps grabbing new ones.
And it spits out old ones.
Yes.
Okay. We will definitely do that next round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Zorbius builds an improvised gadget, probably to deal with your watery sphere.
But what a jerk.
He doesn't get to use it yet. Asena, it is your turn. You are filled with an insane fit of howling rage. What would you like to do?
Get his ass, Asena.
Get his ass. What it looks like over there.
Just run in and find out.
At this point, you don't care.
John yells, there's bad guys this way. You're fast.
Right. I mean, not incorrect.
I'll just kind of like grunt at him, I guess.
Because you still can't talk.
I can't talk. Okay. So, we're gonna... That didn't work. I was trying to measure. Okay. I don't know how much movement that is. But, there's a bubble. We're gonna stop here.
Mm-hmm. You come face to face with a Mark...
That's 40, huh?
...2 Zorbot. You can see...
That's the 40 Mark II.
The young girl here, she's sort of muttering and rubbing her face as she comes out of the hypnosis. You can see Saul floating in a big pink bubble at the top of the stairs. It's transparent, so he can kind of see through. He's just like... Aah! It's muffled. And there's a Mark II Zorbot.
Target detected. Destroy.
What would you like to do?
Oh, God. Why did I come here?
Eat his ass. Kill him.
Yeah, I'm just going to unload on him. Punches for the win. Berserker punches.
Okay. Your attacks have advantage. Roll your unarmed attacks, two of them for starters. There you go. 18 and a 22. Both of those hit, and they each do an extra 2 points of damage. So you dealt 13. You dealt 20 points of damage with that attack.
Nice.
Would you like to?
I like Senna.
You can use your bonus action to make one additional unarmed attack, and if you use a focus point, you can make two additional unarmed attacks. And obviously,
focus points too.
Focus point or inspiration.
How much do I have? I have 4 inspiration and 3 focus points.
Cool.
I'll spend another inspiration so that way I can make 2 more.
Make 2 more unarmed attacks at advantage. Oh my god. That's a critical hit, so that's another 12 points of damage. plus another 13. So you deal 25 more points of damage. As you just run up and start beating the crap out of this guy. Hold on. So that's 25. Yeah. Okay. The math checks out. It is now already sparking and malfunctioning. It's not destroyed, but it's under half health.
Error!
The Mark II does not have any reactions. You've used your action. You've used your bonus action. I believe you're done, unless I'm missing something.
Is he missing any pieces?
Yes, he's missing some pieces. Armor plates popping off, you know, bit of a leg joint flying over.
I'm just going to, like, pick up one of, like a piece of metal or a pipe or something.
and you now have an improvised weapon for your next attacks.
Yes.
I love it. All right. The Mark I Zorbot. One of them is stuck in the bubble. The other one is going to try to get out. It's going to bust through the door, try to open the door against Extra's wind that's blowing through. That ability was from his weather column talent tree. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Nope. The Zorbot is still trapped, and there are no additional Mark III Zorbots on the field. It is now Saul's turn. Saul is stuck in a bubble.
He can try and break out of it, though, right?
He can try to break out of the bubble. It is a very, very steep DC. And he doesn't have a weapon on him, so he can't really do much to get out. So he's going to try. A 19, he almost pierces it, but it's so stretchy and so rubbery, the DC to escape is a 20. Ugh. Or, again, you can cut your way out. He is stuck. At the end of her turn, the young girl comes to, no longer affected by the hypnosis, the hypno ray that was hitting her. She will be able to act on her next turn. She swears profusely as soon as she emerges from the effect.
Just all to right. be clear, that's not Calliope, right?
No, it is not. It is
I
not.
Would recognize her. Okay.
Cool. Yes, you would. This is someone else. John, it's your turn.
Okay. I am going to step up 5, 10 feet. And... let me just double check something quick. Mates, I'm pretty sure, let me just kind of confirm this real quick. When you're restrained, I'm pretty sure you automatically fail reflex saves, dexterity it's checks.
Either you automatically fail or you have disadvantage.
You
let's find out.
Very good. All right, cool. John is going to slap his hands together and summon a little ball of, I was going to do flame, but that's a watery sphere.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them advantage if they're in the watery sphere, which will cancel out their disadvantage.
It'll be normal. Okay. Well, that's still a lot. That's still a lot of damage. Is there anything else that I have that would be better than that? Nope. Yep. That's what I'm doing. Slaps his hands together, summons a big ball of fire, and launches it down the hallway.
All right. You hear a song by Pitbull in the back of your head as you do so.
I do not see Zorbius.
That's correct. You do not. Where are you pinpointing the fireball?
I'm putting it as far back as I can to where I can still get everybody.
All right. Yeah. If you hit the back wall, that should hit everybody.
Cool. Then, yes, I do that. And I hope it spreads around whatever corner.
Well, fireball does, in fact, spread around corners. Roll 8d6 and deduct your spell points.
I am actually going to cast this as a 5th level spell. That'll be 10d6.
Roll 10d6 and deduct your spell points. Everybody inside the bubble gets advantage, so it cancels out, so they're going to roll flat dexterity saves against your fireball. But let's see the numbers first to see if it even matters.
Let's see. That would be 39 points of fire damage.
Okay, 39. So to survive, you have to have more than... you said 39?
Yes.
More than 9. All these guys, except for the Zorbot. The Zorbot is dead. You have destroyed the Zorbot that was trapped in there.
Woo!
Everyone else is going to roll saves. So the two lab assistants. Save and throw the first.
Oh, also, mate, can I get a fireball?
I'm not going to press it because I don't want to get DMCA'd.
Oh. Yeah.
Good call.
All right, the second one rolls a saving throw. One of the lab assistants, the one who has a hypno ray, is boiled alive.
Cool.
Ooh. The other one takes 19 points of damage. And is critically injured. Would you like to use your reaction?
Yes, I would.
You twist the fire spell, just causing it to focus in that area. Your reaction is down, and that particular individual is boiled, also expelled from the bubble.
Glorious.
The Zorbot Mark 1 floating in the area is going to roll a saving throw, a flat dexterity saving throw against your spell. I said flat throw. So I'm taking the first one. So,
yes.
That is a failure. However, it is resistant to fire damage. Ooh. So it still takes 19 points of fire damage.
Copy that.
The lab assistant behind the ball of water is going to take a normal saving throw. On a failure, death. Failure equals death. The freeze ray armed lab assistant is explodified. Around the corner, Dr. Zorbius freaking Brandt rolls a dexterity saving throw.
Wasn't expecting that, I don't think.
He should not have advantage on this, and he would have failed anyways. So how much damage is that?
39.
Bam! All right, a sizable hit. You curses! You hear from around the corner. Anything else? Are you good?
Not this round.
Okay.
Actually, that was 10 feet. I'm going to... Can I move against the door and just help put my weight against it? Is it a door that opens out, I'm assuming?
Yeah, because if it was able to be blown shut, then yes, it opens out into the hallway.
Then I'm going to go up, and if I use my item interaction or whatever, I just want to press up. I know I'm not holding it shut, but if I can just, like, press up against it and just be like, all right.
The wind, like, all you have to do is like, hold your coat out like a sail so that your body is being splatted against this thing in the wind that Extra is conjuring. Gaston, yes. It's your move. What do you do?
Okay. I'm going to move forward.
Remember, there are hostiles behind as well.
I've got it over here if you want to help, Senna! Ah! I don't know how that looked, but hopefully it was funny.
You said... Oh, I just realized I DC'd, but I'm back now. All right. Okay. I am going to... You sure you got it, John? I have one EMP grenade left.
I feel pretty good.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to go back the other way then.
All right.
5, 10, 20, 25.
All right, so you've got...
Is Asena roided out to the point where, like, I shouldn't even approach her? Is that what this is?
Asena, you need to keep destroying things. When you want to stop destroying things, you will have to roll a saving throw to stop destroying things. But you are able to choose what you destroy. So as long as you don't run out of, you know, people who are not friends to destroy, you're okay.
All right. Good to know.
Okay.
All right, so you've got Saul floating in a bubble right here. You've got the... girl who's waking up from hypnosis, you've got a Mark II Zorbot, and you've got two lab assistants here and here.
Okay, I think instead of actually, I'm going to hold on to my last EMP grenade, and I have... Because I also have those electric spiders that you once told me I was allowed to also throw. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw it over Asena at that Zorbot behind her. Or actually in front of her, excuse me.
Okay. Remember, these things have a pretty big blast radius. Their blast radius... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You're right. What was it? What was the range again?
It is a 20-foot radius. So from whatever like square it lands in, it's going to go out 20 feet. So if you land it here, or like anywhere on this far back wall, you'll be fine.
That's what I'll aim for then.
Okay. You do need to hit this. It's not a very difficult roll. But if you fail, it's going to scatter. And you do have cover in between you, because you have to throw it past like a robot and Asena and stairs and stuff. So don't miss the shot.
To be fair, they are remotely detonated, so it's not like they'll...
That's true. It's not going to go off. If you don't like where it lands,
right away,
you have some choices. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what do I roll?
Roll with your gun. We'll just use that number. Oh no, you have a yeah. Roll with your gun.
Oh wait, no. I think I have a.
You have an entry there, but it's got a saving throw on it. That's for after it goes off. 23. It impacts on the far wall exactly where you wanted it.
So I'm going to use my bonus action. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you can use your bonus action, press a little button on your watch, and lightning just arcs out in all directions. Roll 5d8.
Hmm.
16. All right, so they have to roll a DC 14 dexterity save to dodge. The two lab assistants, they see this mechanical metal spider, like, latch onto the corner, and then they duck for cover. To no avail! They both take the full 16 points of damage. They are not killed, but they are definitely badly injured. They're beyond bloodied at this point. The Zorbot Mark II also rolls a dexterity saving throw. It fails. It is vulnerable to lightning. It takes 32 points of damage and explodes.
Yes. And the shrapnel blows up the bubble and frees Saul.
Incorrect. For one inspiration, yes.
Ooh. I'm out of inspiration now.
All right, Gaston, that was your action, your bonus action, and I believe all your movement.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much good. I'm just going to let Athena hulk out and rip those assistants in half.
Okay.
Oh, Gaston, could you let her know that we're allies in case she comes to and freaks out?
Going to be real. Not going to talk to her until she's relaxed.
Copy that.
Probably fair. All right, the lab assistants. Let's start with the ones facing down you two. The lab assistant who just got fried with electricity and is badly injured is going to fire a ray gun at Asena. Uh-oh. He gets advantage to hit because in her blind rage, Asena is not paying any attention to defense. It's pure offense. So she gets advantage on her attacks. They get advantage on their attacks. Ooh. Fires the ray gun.
Hey, mate, is ray gun guy this one or that one?
It's the orange dot.
Orange one, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Unfortunately, he just got electrocuted, and he sees Asena like ripping the arms off this robot to beat them to death with its arms. So the shot just goes wide. His eyes also go wide, and he flees, triggering the disadvantage from the first person chat a while ago. Handed out disadvantage to the first token to flee.
Yay!
So yeah, he flees. He runs up the stairs and closes the door.
Ooh, yeah, he does.
Bubblegun person is going to...
Bubblegun.
Close the door.
Goodbye. Thanks for playing.
Nope. All the lab assistants on the other side of the map are dead. Those are the only lab assistants remaining. Zorbot Mark 1.
Target located. Initiate sonic pulse.
Wop, 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 wop. It unleashes a bolt of sonic energy at John Carmichael, who has cover, and it has disadvantage on this shot.
We like that.
It actually fires...
Is this in the water, so it disperses maybe in the water?
Already has disadvantage.
That's cool. That's
now, it fires three pulses, but it can't target the same target more than once.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Computer, I said okay, a natural one. Remember that thing you said about the sound dispersing in the watery sphere? That actually does happen. And yay! All it does is it rings its own bell really bad. It does not have resistance to thunder damage, so it's going to take the full amount.
Error.
It takes 14 points of damage, but it's still kicking.
It's still kicking, yeah.
All right. It's extra.
And I'm assuming a robot can't be deafened.
Correct. Oh, at the end of its turn, it gets a new strength saving throw.
Yep. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Yes!
Still no joy. Wild. Yes.
I found a new favorite, though.
All right. It is Extra's turn. Extra, like, looks at all the robots being taken care of, looks up the corridor and sees, like, you know, all these areas. He's going to say, Extra, Extra, read all about it. Bubblegum sales at an all-time low. And the bubble pops.
Yes! Oh, this kid is the best ever.
But the sticky goo, it's like, it turns into actual bubblegum and it just covers Saul. It's in his hair. It's in his mustache. Oh, it's just like, blah, blah, blah. Extra leans up against the wall very smugly, very cocky, and just sort of says, what else you got?
I love this kid so much. I want to adopt him. Can I adopt him?
All right. It is Zorbius's turn. Zorbius rounds the corner and points a, it looks like a vacuum cleaner, like with a scuba tank and some other stuff on it. And it literally drains away your watery sphere, just like siphons it off into the tanks of this device.
Well then.
Negating your spell. Now, my beautiful creation, attack! Asena, it's your turn. You don't see any hostiles, but you know they went through that door. You have, it's like 7 rounds till you can talk, I believe.
You said 6 at the beginning.
Well, it's been what, 4 rounds?
No, a round is 6 seconds, is
right.
What he was saying.
And so it's been 3 rounds since you got, devocalized, so you have 7 more rounds after this.
Jesus Christ. If we survive,
but just to clarify, even though your character doesn't, you can still talk, Pods. You don't have to not talk just because your character can't talk to us.
I got nothing to say, man.
Hey, Asena, what are you feeling?
Destroy.
What would you like to do, Asena?
Do I have to go after those two? I mean, they're kind of squishy and...
You have to destroy something. Or you have to stop and focus to try to get the Blood Rage to clear. It's your call.
And destroy the other things down the other hallway?
As long as you are en route to destruction, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'm pretty sure she can get there when she dashes. She's
faster than anything. You can, absolutely. And if you spend a focus point, you can use your bonus action to dash, so you can just suddenly be in the Zorbot's face.
Or Zorbius. You could literally go punch.
You can't attack Zorbius, but you could get to Zorbius.
Yeah.
Because night for...
So how I can do 90? I can do 95.
You can do 90. So if you take this path, 90
will get you right to the Zorbot.
It'll get you right to the Zorbot. You'll have to spend a focus point if you want to attack this round as well. Otherwise, you'll just be saying, "Hello, I'm here. Please chop me to pieces."
Do it. Focus point. Focus point. Punch. 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 I believe in your ability to punch.
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. You go one space further. Also, you can sort of see into the laboratory, but it's not really getting your attention at the moment. So you now have the arms from the other Zorbot, and you are welcome to beat this guy to death with the arms of the other Zorbot.
Yeah.
Roll improvised weapon attacks with advantage.
Spend my focus point.
Mm-hmm.
Glorious.
Oh, that's okay. I have 2 focus points left. Improvised weapon. You said 2 times?
Yep.
Ba-dum.
Okay. A 19 and a 21. Both of those are easily enough to hit the Zorbot, and you inflict additional damage, so you deal 8 points of damage, plus another 12, so you deal 20 points of damage. Because you're holding these weapons, they count as enhanced weapons, so you deal real damage instead of half damage.
Dang it.
Nice. Oh, no, that was good.
Yeah, that's good. So it's not quite to half, but you've got it close.
Yeah. It's not bloodied yet? Oh my gosh.
No. Hey, this is a Mark 1, my dude.
No. I mean, I have no frame of reference other than, you know, the other ones suck. But yes, yep. That's crazy.
Matt, roll athletics check, and I'm going to neutralize one of your disadvantages here.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Because you should you should have advantage on this because of the wind.
But because of icy.
Yeah, so it's all going to even out.
That was athletics, you said?
Athletics, yeah, my friend.
Well, I did my... Hey, that was a great roll!
Remove obstruction. Must destroy.
Thank you, Bugle Boy.
Okay, let's see. All right, Dr. Zorbius is going to use a legendary action.
Oh, goodness.
He creates a wall of shimmer. He activates the Zorbian Luminous Corrugation Field! And he seals off the hallway with an energy field.
Excuse me?
He seals off the hallway with an energy field.
Which part of the hallway?
Yeah. He's gonna cut you, Asena, off from John.
Oh shit!
Oh, cool.
Is that a spell?
It is a technological wonder.
Does it count as a spell?
Under normal circumstances, no.
Okay.
Under unusually inspirational circumstances, yes.
Copy that.
All right, so we're gonna make this blue wall of glowing energy.
Oh!
What?
I mean, why are you excited?
I have a cool idea. Don't worry about it. I have an item I've wanted to use for a long time. That's all. Specifically made for something like this.
All right. So, Matt, until you interact with this, you have no idea of its properties and such. You don't know if it's an actual wall of force or something else. So that's his legendary action. It is now the young girl's turn. She pokes her head out left and right to sort of survey the battlefield. She sees destroyed robots and stuff all over the place. And she's just going to go ahead and slowly go back into the cell on top of the dead guy. Saul, he's covered in sticky bubblegum. He rushes over to the cell and he says, "My name is Saul Henning and I'm here to rescue you."
Covered in bubblegum. He is a dashing Han Solo-esque rogue, though.
Covered in bubblegum.
Yes, that's true.
She just gives him a side eye. Looks him up and down. No, you're not. No. Is there anyone else? You available? Are you in the rescuing business? She says to Gaston.
Yes.
Great, perfect. We can send Sticky off somewhere else. Just get me out of here.
I feel so bad for bringing Saul down here.
Did you bring him down here?
I asked him to come help. I didn't know she was going to wake up so quick. I didn't know Bugle Boy was going to be this useful.
She's not going to be useful.
That's true.
If she's gifted, you have no idea what her ability is.
I'm just going to ask.
John, on your turn, Gaston. John, what would you like to do? There's a glowing energy field separating you, and there's a Zorbot behind the door.
Okay, well, I don't like the idea of Asena being blocked out, so I'm going to, and I don't know, because I know it's really hurt, so I don't know if you'll let me rule of cool this, mate, but I was just thinking I would open the door, put my gun up against the Zorbot, and just shoot it, and then go investigate the
I'll let you. The Zorbot is not actually heavily injured. This is a fresh one.
Oh, it's a fresh one. Oh, never mind. Okay, well, yeah. Then I don't want to do that. Never mind. I thought it was the one that had one hit point left.
No, that one died.
Oh, well, never mind. You know what? Screw it. I'm right here. This is badass. That sounds cool. I open the door. I blow past the wind, open up the door, and you said when you're right up against somebody, like point blank, does it have advantage or just not disadvantage?
This is cool. That you're, like, opening the door and pointing your gun in its head, and this world functions at least partially on Rule of Cool, so I'm going to give you advantage on the shot.
Okay, cool. And I'm going to use one of my spell bullets in order to try and finish this thing. So, yeah, so that's all I got there, so add that one, and I'm going to see...
Gaston, you're on deck.
A 19, does that hit?
Yes, it does.
Well, I only got a 1 on my deduction dice, that sucks. Okay, and I'm going to be casting magic, or using a magic missile bullet.
Okay. Roll an additional 3d4 plus 3.
Spell. Magic missile. There we go.
Alright, well, it's bloodied, or, you know, deprecated, whatever you call a robot.
I am going to do the fire again thing. The
double tap. Your second attack would be at disadvantage, but because you're at point blank range, it is instead a normal attack. Roll it.
Natural 20! Okay, so can we say I just put my gun up against it and just blow it away?
You just open the door.
Destroy.
This gunshot echoes throughout the chamber and it gets flung to the far side and just falls apart in a gigantic pile of rubble.
Beautiful. That was sexy. I love that.
All right, that was your action. And I think double tap is a bonus action?
I thought it was just part of the...
Yeah, I think it's part of the attack. So what would you like to do? You have your bonus action and you have your movement.
I was just going to go up and investigate the force field to see if I could figure out what it is.
What check would you like to make?
I
think this song is looping.
I don't have science, but that's just because I'm using a 5th edition character sheet. Back when we first made him, he's from a modern world, and I had a science-like investigation skill. Can I just make a...
I'm going to do Arcana for now, and we'll talk about that later.
Okay. 24.
A brief analysis of this. You can tell this is not an actual wall of force. It can be destroyed by attacking it.
Gotcha. Or because I, a while ago on a previous adventure, made I kind of like how Gaston does. I kind of jury-rigged an item with the help of one of my allies to make a...
You believe that item will be useful.
Okay, perfect. Good to know.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
All right, Gaston, it's your turn.
Okay. I guess I'm going to... talk to the girl in the cell first and say something like... Is she still tied up?
No.
She was never tied up.
She was never tied up. She was just hypnotized.
I see. Well, hey, listen, girl, you asked me to save you. Well, where I'm from, we try and save ourselves. So what can you do?
She winces. Might be better if I don't.
Like, is it that bad, or...
I don't know. It's... Roll persuasion check. Alright. She leans her head out. Puffs up her cheeks, her face gets really red, and then she just sort of flails an arm, both of her arms at the door. There's this hiccuping sound, and a bead of light streaks forth from her hands, strikes the door, and explodes, filling the entire corridor with flame.
Oh my gosh.
It's a fireball. It blows.
She shoots fireballs.
When it happens, she squeaks and pulls her hands back in shock and surprise.
Does it hurt you when you do that?
Not that time! However, for the unfortunate, unlucky lab assistant behind door number one... The door explodes, and the lab assistant, you can see the arms, like, caught behind the door as it flies backwards into the other door up the stairs. There's a sickening squish, and then a thud. As the lab assistant is immediately annihilated.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that'll do. Cool.
I was hoping she'd be cool, for sure.
And go ahead.
Well, to leave her.
I saw what?
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't want to leave her either. But you were going to say something?
Not again, she's sort of like, her hands are sizzling hot, and she looks kind of shocked. She's wiping them off on her... she's wearing, like, overalls, basically a sort of a work, you know, apron thing. I think they're... Yeah, overalls.
John's not used to hearing that when he's not the one doing it. He goes, son of a gun! And yeah, just looks off in the direction of the fireball.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that'll do. If you want any chance of getting out of here, you're probably going to need to do that a couple more times. Come this way.
Don't know if I can, but okay.
We'll see.
That's going to count as her action. So when her initiative comes around, I'm just going to go ahead and put her right after you. But again, that counts as her round, but she still has her movement. Where would you like to go? And persuading her was a bonus action, so you still have your action and your movement.
Okay, so I would like to move... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm gonna move down this way because John and Dr. Zorbius are in like this vicinity.
Yeah. They're around that corner.
So I'm actually gonna use my action to dash too, so I can get there sooner. Yeah.
Alright. From there you can peek around the corner and you can see a glowing energy field. It's translucent, so you can kind of see through it. It's difficult to make out what's on the other side, but you can sort of see through it. That was your action, your movement, your bonus action. Talking is a free action. Anything else?
Hey John, what the hell is that?
Well, it appears to be some kind of a force field that prevents us from being able to move to the other side. Looks like you can either damage it, enough force will break it, but I think I have another idea.
Well, if that doesn't work, I brought some damage with me.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right. The lab assistants. Let me see something here real quick. There's only one survivor who's barricaded at the very top of the stairs. So they're just going to chill. Zorbot Mark 1.
Target locked. Destroy.
It is going to unleash all of its fury on you, Asena. It makes 3 attacks, all with advantage. There is an aspect of rage that hasn't kicked in yet for you, so that's the good news. But the bad news is, prepare for pain. Bash. Oh. A 20 hits. You take half damage because you're enraged. So you only take 11. Nice. You take 11 points of damage. You need to roll a strength saving throw, but you have advantage on the save.
Okay, I'm gonna say, come on, man. Is the saving throw the one that's all the way on the left?
No, excuse me. It's the box immediately to the right of that, above your skills. All right. The saving throw on that was a 15, so you succeeded. It does not knock you prone. It has a combo where it bashes you over, and then it has advantage to chop you up. Now it's going to attack you with its blades. The first attack is a 17. Does a 17 hit you? What's your armor class?
It's a 16, I believe.
Dang it!
Yeah.
All right. 16. You take half damage, so you take 6 points of damage. And it attacks you one last time. A 21 hits, you take another 7 points of damage, and its turn is over.
Not so bad.
Entirely survivable. Alright. It's Extra's turn. Extra is going to sort of, like, see everyone running in that direction, look at the sticky guy who's covered in bubblegum.
I'm here to rescue you.
He's going to run forward and then hop into this cell, sort of. Nah, you know what? He's a young kid. He wants to see what's going on. He's going to run all the way up right behind Gaston.
Oh, gosh.
It is now time for Dr. Zorbius!
Wait, can I ask, do you think, do Extra's powers, like, can he say, like, can he heal with his gift? Is that a thing? Can he be like, Extra, Extra, wounded scientist makes miraculous recovery.
I mean, I can try. He already used his action to dash, but he can give it a shot.
Okay, okay.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Zorbius, what is his best option here?
Or Extra, Extra, wounded scientist finds medkit on the ground behind a this, that, or the other.
Finds advanced health potion at his feet.
Discovers new healing item. First of its kind.
Yes.
You know what? He sizes you up. He sees that you're a very, very angry person, so he's not going to use the Zorbian necrotization projector. He's going to go back to the Zorbian vocalization inhibitor because it does psychic damage. And so he will fire that weapon at you with advantage. At 27, you take the full 6 points of psychic damage. You are not resistant to that when you rage. And he re-ups your inability to speak for another minute.
Oh, no.
But you have to make a save, right? Or is it just automatic?
It's just automatic.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, but it says as an action, they can make a...
Yeah.
They can do a check.
On your turn, you can use your action to make a save.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a high-ass DC.
Oh, really?
Holy
yeah, it did is. I do it the first time?
Because you wanted to kill stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Gaston, received a healing boost. Yes.
He's shooting something at me. This was something he shot at me?
It was like a psychic wave.
Oh. It wasn't a gun.
It was not it's a gun, but it's a gun that shoots psychic waves.
But it's still a projectile coming towards
me. Okay, I see where you're going with this, and for a point of inspiration, I will allow it.
Okay.
What are we allowing for inspiration?
She's going to catch the psychic energy and hurl it back at him.
Oh my god.
Woman's so angry she refuses to die.
Here's the thing. I googled the definition of a missile, and it's literally anything that is projected from your hand.
Again, your powers don't normally work this way, but for a point of inspiration, they temporarily do. Gaston, heal 7 health. Thank you, chat. Asena, use your reaction and 1 point of inspiration.
Spent.
And click on the catch missile button on your character sheet.
Thank you, chat.
Chat taketh away, but chat also...
It's under your attacks. Should be listed there.
Oh, gosh, I'm dumb.
All good. Okay.
There we go.
You may spend an additional focus point to throw it back at him.
Hell yeah, I am.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna do that.
What is happening?
Click unarmed. Treat it like an unarmed attack.
Okay. Unarmed strike?
Yes.
Normal?
Mm-hmm.
No,
not advantage.
Advantage. Oh, no, this is different.
This is different. 12. It misses him, unfortunately. But you get your 6 health back.
But hey, maybe he thinks it's pretty cool. Maybe he didn't know that,
that could happen.
I could stop missiles.
Yeah.
Mind missiles with your own mind.
Just saying.
No,
you learned something new today.
That's a good point.
I like to imagine that, like, the shockwave hits her in the head, and she, like, focuses, and it stops there, and then just ricochets off of her.
You just angry it back at him.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Zorbius uses one of his legendary actions. Matt, the shimmering energy field moves towards you. Roll a strength saving throw.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know, dick move, but sure.
It passes harmlessly over the machinery and shoves you back 5 feet.
Okay. That's fine. That's cool. He did it to me. I'll do it to him. You know,
just,
whatever.
Just buying time. Just buying time. Okay. That was Dr. Zorbius' turn. Asena, it's your turn. You get your reaction back.
Beat the poop out of him.
It's my turn.
Yep.
What? Okay. Man, I can't tell. All right. We are gonna run straight at him and just punch him.
Okay.
Wait, do I still have the...
If you want, you can bum rush Dr. Zorbius. You are still face to face with the Zorbot Mark 1.
Oh, but, I forgot about the Zorbot.
But if you want, you can move around the corner and just beat him to death. Or up some close proximity. You have 6 rounds till you can talk.
Yeah.
Unless he does it again.
You can beat Zorbius into unconsciousness to get him to stop using the robot. This is what you get for making megalomania magic. Ugh.
That'll show him.
That'll show him.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go past the robot.
Okay. This will not provoke an attack of opportunity because you're staying within the robot's threatened area. So if you move here... Mm-hmm. Now, if you move there, the robot gets a... Oh, no, because its arms are long. Yeah, exactly. So you're fine.
Yeah.
You can still move up, and you just close right hand-to-hand with Dr. Zorbius. Make your first improvised weapon attack, because, again, you're beating him to death with these robot arms. Roll it with advantage.
First one.
Okay. He activates the Zorbian Full Spectrum Discombobulation Array! You take 6 points of radiant damage and roll a constitution saving throw.
Uh-oh.
I should be good at that.
Hey.
All right, so you shouldn't have had advantage, but we take the first roll. You are not blinded. Well done. It's kind of like Gaston's, except it a little bit punched up. All right, well,
still -6.
You hit him. Yeah, you still take the damage, but he also takes damage, and you can make your second attack.
Hey, mate, is the half damage only against physical attacks? No radiant?
Yes,
like that?
It's not Bear Totem.
Just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
All right, yeah, you thwack him again for another 6 points of damage. For a focus point or inspiration, you can make 2 more attacks. Otherwise, you can make 1 more attack. Oh, I'm sorry. He was supposed to take 4 extra points because you're in a rage. So, yeah, I'm going to add 4 points to that.
Nice.
His robot, his diving suit is like... It's battered. It's beat up. You have absolutely reduced him below half health. No! It's impossible! Are you going to spend a point and attack twice, or not spend a point and just attack once? Or...
Attack twice.
Okay. Burn another point and roll 2 more attacks.
I'm Get out him. Of focus points.
All right. Was that your last one you just spent?
Yeah.
I mean, I still have 2 inspiration, but I'm out of focus points.
Yeah, you're burning through. Okay, so that's 10.
Dang!
And that's...
20 damage.
Another 10.
Oh, God.
Would you like to use your reaction to finish him?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you do?
I'm gonna take his mask off.
Okay. You just grab it and just rip it off. Again, it's one of those old school... It's like somebody took that old school diving helmet with that frame and stuck a TV in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna take that off and I'm gonna throw it at the wall that I'm right next to, this little, like...
Okay. You rip it off, you hurl it into the wall, And you come face to face with a mass of antennas and machinery that inhabits the inner workings of the suit, which is being remotely controlled from Dr. Zormius's true secret laboratory.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's what I thought. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this changes nothing. Humanity will advance at all costs. I will remove.
Nice.
Yeah. Checks out.
What?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Saul staggers around the corner. What'd I miss? Just wiping bubblegum off of it, like trying to peel it off. Anyone have some vinegar or some moonshine or something? John, it's your turn.
I poke my head on the corner. Mad science, and I'll be with you in a moment. And at this point, I take out, I open up my briefcase, take out the Kimzibin or Carmichael key, and I am going to go ahead.
What does it look like?
So it's less an actual key, and considering what we had on hand at Pyrosol, it's mostly a collection of old, like, John had been collecting a lot of junk over time, and it's like pieces of like an RC car with like an old like walkie-talkie, and it's just, it literally looks like one of Gaston's cobbled together gadgets, but over the years it's been kind of refined down to where he's been trying to replace certain parts to where it looks a little better. But it's a really funky half sci-fi, half proto fantasy. Like,
I imagine that the surface that like actually adheres to the energy wall is made of scarab wings. It's made of like jeweled or metallic scarab wings, and it's got a gem set in it, and then all these like circuit boards and antennas and stuff on top of it. So it,
it's a weird hodgepodge. It looks almost like a weird Star Trek thing. Like, yeah, you like place up against it, it kind of suctions on, and then you almost like one of those glass cutting tools that you use to get in one of those spy movies. But instead of it being a glass cutting tool, it literally just disrupts any barrier or door that it comes in contact with.
All right, so you activate it. He sets it on the shimmering energy field. It actually adheres to it, and then it sort of spins, and then the energy field, a hole opens up in it. It doesn't collapse, but like this hole expands, allowing you to duck through.
I do just that.
All right. That is an action to activate the Kimzibin key.
Yes.
You knock
5, 10, 15, 20, 25... 30. I move right up in here.
Do you leave the key behind holding the hole open, or do you take it with you?
Oh, is it? I thought it was going to just... Oh, okay. We never really talked about that, I guess. I leave the key behind, I guess.
All right. So it's still like floating and suspending this.
Disrupting cool. and disrupting there. Yes.
Uh-huh. Cool. All right. So you've used your action. You've moved into position. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
I don't think I have anything. Give me just a second to just confirm, but I don't think so, not with a bonus action.
Well, you've cleared the way. Gaston, you're up. What would you like to do?
What's left? There's just like one Zorbot, right?
It's a Mark 1 Zorbot that still has more than 50% health.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to move. I can just walk through this thing?
Yes, there's a hole in it, so you sort of have to duck, but that's a purely narrative effect. It doesn't actually slow you down.
Okay. I'm going to do exactly that.
Walk okay.
my way till around here. And I'm going to throw my last EMP grenade.
All right. Yeet! The grenade flies through the air and then blows up. It's going to hit everybody in the area. So, Asena, so roll 1D. Just roll the 6D8. But the first of those D8 is what's going to do the damage to humans in the zone.
Wait a minute. Gaston, you're throwing that at us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It barely does anything to people. Yeah.
Okay. It's just, mate, this is something I wanted to talk to you about, which wasn't a problem if it was enemies, but if it's an ally. So I have an item. Remember that, you know that amulet that I have?
Mm-hmm.
So if I take actual damage, like past my shield of blocking damage, the first time during a combat when I actually take damage from a creature, I have to make a save or else I go berserk on them.
Okay, roll a save.
What?
Well, I didn't expect you to attack me, ally.
So Asena and John Carmichael, first, before anything else, roll dexterity saving throws, neither at advantage nor disadvantage. Roll normal dexterity saving throws.
Is it 5d8 for my...
It's 6d8 because it's 1d8 plus 5d8 if it's a robot. That's fine. We take the first one. You take... That's fine. You take half damage. So you take 2 points of lightning damage.
You know, on second thought, though...
Gaston, we're going to take that first...
Natural 20!
You guys might want to knock me out.
Hold on.
Just saying.
All right, so we're taking the first damage result, which was a total of 30. The first die on that was a 4. Asena, take 2 lightning damage. Matt, I see 2 dexterity saves here.
Oh, well, there shouldn't have been.
I'm going to honor the first one.
Oh, well,
so
okay.
You take the full 4 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
Here's another thing that I neglected to mention. The anti-robot grenade does extra damage against robots, and these guys have lightning vulnerability. Those two stack. So I'm going to roll a dexterity saving throw for this guy. It should not have been an advantage, but a 25 is going to save anyways. So he takes half of 60. He would have taken 30 times 2, so he takes half of that. So he takes the full 30, heavily damaged, and he has lightning vulnerability, which means he has to make a constitution saving throw. Which it beefs, and it is stunned.
Woo! Okay, mate, question.
Yes.
Can I apply that natural 20 to my wisdom save or no?
No, you gotta roll new. No. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. God damn it. Oh, 17, that's the DC.
All right.
Never doubted you for a second.
So as soon as you zap me, it doesn't do that much damage, but John, like, the pendant that's around his neck thrums powerfully for a moment, and you can see his eyes. You know when someone gets angry and they go red? Like, they can't see anything but anger? He literally, his eyes, like, flash red for a second, and he is just trying his hardest not to react aggressively, and
not
then
to
he
pop off.
Calms himself down and just kind of crumbles on himself for a moment.
All right, Gaston, you've moved, you've acted. Do you have anything that uses a bonus action?
Not solely a bonus action, so.
All right. Then you are done. It is now the young girl's turn. She peeks around the corner. Looks at the glowing force field, looks at the hole in it, and sort of hesitates. All right. There's one surviving lab assistant, and you don't know... Oh, I know what that lab assistant is going to do. Click.
Yeah, sounds the alarm.
The lights go out.
Is that an alarm?
Good question. You don't hear an alarm. All you know is the lights go out.
The only reason why I ask is because I think chat did something for the person that sounds an alarm.
Yes, that is correct. They did. But that is not the alarm. Hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
All right, what do we have? Inspiration for the person who sets off the alarm. Inspiration for the next person to ask for ninjas. The kids still have disadvantage. The next stealth related check has disadvantage. And there's a treasure on the board, which we will handle in a moment. All right.
Also, we had an act of God that hasn't happened.
It's true. We'll get to that. The Zorbot in its death throes.
Destroy! Destroy! Initiating reactor! Overload!
That's cool.
While it's stunned, it can reactor overload?
Error! Stunned! Cannot overload reactor! Error!
Thank God.
And it stops being stunned and does not overload its reactor.
Oh, thank God.
Extra pokes his head around the corner, looks down, sees all this stuff going on. Follows behind Gaston, curious about what's going on. Looks all the wreckage and smoldering and the giant bladed robot with big old eyes. Dr. Zorbius is no longer affecting the battlefield in a meaningful way. Asena, it is your turn. What do you do?
Well, I have to attack things.
Correct!
So, you know, I'm gonna jump on this robot. I'm gonna hit him again.
All right. Screaming incoherently, you leap into action. Roll your attacks. You still have advantage on these. All right, plus two is... All right, so that's 8, 10. That's 18 points of damage. It is not quite low enough. But if you use your bonus action and no points, you can attack once more for free.
Yes.
One more time.
Roll it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Describe to me what happens to the Mark I Zorbot.
Asena! You bamf!
So I am going to, I kind of jumped on him and was punching him, but for now, I'm going to pick him up and just, like, continue to slam him on all of the walls that are all around me. And then for my last one, I'm just going to kind of just, like, yeet him down the hall.
Which direction?
Towards the little force field and that boxy thing that all right, unleashed everything.
Gaston, roll a dexterity saving throw.
Oh!
All right. You narrowly duck as it flies through the hole all the way down to the end of the corridor and smashes into pieces.
Jeez!
The Zorbot is no more. Saul, like, as this... He's, all right, what I miss? He steps around the corner just in time for this wreckage of a robot to fly past his nose.
Oh, my God.
He ducks away, and when, like, he lowers his hands, the underside of his arms, his bubblegum-coated arms, are covered in nuts and bolts and pieces of metal. He just sort of looks at them like...
Nice.
All right. John, as far as you know, all combatants have been neutralized.
Okay. We need to get a handle on things. There's research notes in this hall. John moves up, and Senna does not appear to be in a good way. There's no more enemies, and I want to make sure that both she and the rest of us are safe from any more weird mind-affecting stuff. So while Gaston and Asena are nearby, John is going to go ahead and he is going to cast... okay, guys, I want to make sure that we can't lose our voices or take any more of this crazy mental attacks. So just stay with me for a second. I'm going to put a protection spell on you, okay? So just come here. Let's join hands. And he doesn't have to join hands. It's within 30 feet, but I'm just making it like a... part of the spell. And as long as you guys are willing, he's going to go ahead and cast a spell that will help protect you from mind intrusive things.
Asena, roll a wisdom saving throw. Flat, normal.
Damn it.
It's fine. We take the first result, the 21. You are able to come down off of the, like, adrenaline high. You have this nasty metallic flavor in the back of your head. Your heart is palpitating in bad ways. You've become very shaky and you break out into a cold sweat. You have one level of fatigue. And you still can't talk. That means
like
you
exhaustion.
Have one level of exhaustion. So you have disadvantage on skill checks that you make. And then, Matt, what are you casting? The reason I had her roll that was to see if she could even have the wherewithal to hold hands and not crush them.
No, definitely. I'm casting Intellect Fortress on the three of us. It's a concentration spell. It lasts for an hour. I'm upcasting it to fifth level, so that way I can catch the three of us. It will, for the duration, give us resistance to psychic damage, and it gives us advantage on Intellect, Wisdom, and Charisma saves.
Okay. All right, Gaston, what would you like to do?
Is there another door here, or is this kind of like it? When I say door, I mean like to a room to another room that's not a prison cell.
Sorry, a number of doors should be open right now because people emerged from them. There's some sort of glowing light emerging from this room up to the north. The room to the right appears to be full of bodies. So glowing stuff, lockers, bodies, the central lab of Dr. Zorbius Brandt.
Ooh, yeah, I'm gonna go. I like that last one. God, there's so much stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
Even look. I would like to look on this table. What is on this table?
Oh, well, chat. First off, some of Dr. Zorbius's research notes. Also, chat gave us a treasure earlier, so let's go ahead and figure that out. Roll 1d100 for me, please. And you might have to do this more than once. Alright, 23. And we will be wrapping up shortly, folks. Thank you for sticking with us. We'll be pausing the adventure for the night. So you got a 23. Reroll that for me. 23 is bad number. 43. 43 is okay number. Roll 1d6. 3, and now roll 1d100 3 times. You have found some of the inventions and projects of Dr. Zorbius. All right. You have found the following objects. First off, a small device. It appears to be partially organic material, maybe some sort of coral, and partially metal. It's about the size of a grenade. Roll a science check. Okay. This is a device that contains a whole bunch of protoplasmic material under high volume pressure that detonates when activated, like a grenade. It fills the area that it lands in with sticky strands of slime, essentially filling a whole area with webs. It's a one-use object that you can throw to block off an area or trap creatures within it.
Oh, that's cool.
The second device that you find is... a greenish film. Roll science. All right. This is organic. And you're beginning to think a lot of Zorbius's creations and supplies seem to be derived from deep sea life. The sort of odd abyssal things that dwell down by volcanic vents that the human eye should never have seen before. This greenish film is derived from such creatures. It sticks over your face. And it converts, it extracts oxygen from water. It is temporary, but it should allow you to breathe underwater for 10 hours.
Whoa.
Hmm.
And the last device that you find is a swirling liquid. Give me one more check. Derived from the biological properties of certain deep-sea tube worms that live on volcanic vents, it will automatically neutralize a single disease afflicting you. And for the next 5 hours, it gives you resistance against all diseases.
Wow.
It may be possible to replicate this research with further work. Let's go ahead and move towards wrapping up for the night. So I'm going to go once around the room. Gaston just went in there. Where is she? The young girl who you pulled out of the tube, she runs into the lab and just starts rummaging through stuff. Picking up something, putting it down, picking up something else. Oh, yeah, and she'll, like, stuff that into her pockets. Basically looting the place. Extra is just looking around at all this stuff. Hey, this is nice and all. Can we go? We're going to go once through Asena. What would you like to do as you come off of this high and you feel feverish and quaky?
Yeah. I think I'm just going to, like, collapse right there.
Okay.
I have no interest in looking around this room. I've just attacked a lot and I still can't talk.
That wears off, like, we're sort of on exploration time, so that wears off a few seconds later.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna, like, I'm not sad, because I'm actually still quite angry,
mm-hmm.
but not physically, and I'm just gonna be there like, what the hell?
Okay. John, what do you do?
We came here for notes. I want to get the research notes of Zorbius after I confirm that Senna's okay.
Okay. Roll an investigation check to search the room.
Investigation. I'm just going to add my deduction die to make sure.
Go ahead.
I do this properly. I don't want to mess up on this. And it didn't add my deduction die. But it gets at least a +1, yeah. So will a 20 do it? Okay.
Yes, it will. Okay. Aside from multiple pieces of equipment, you notice these four pods down along the bottom each contain a human being.
Oh.
They are, like, when you lift off the lid, there's humans in there. They're floating in this glowing green. It's got lots of little particles in it, and it's, like, glowing green, almost like plankton. It's full of plankton of some kind. And there's just four humans floating in these pods.
Also, mate, can I just hit Saul with a prestidigitation to get rid of the bubblegum?
Sure.
Perfect.
Asena. Roll a perception check with disadvantage because you're fatigued.
Perception is at disadvantage.
Okay. 8. You don't really notice anything as Saul walks through the door. But as he does, his eyes are different. His body is almost rigid, going through the motions. Gaston and John, both of you roll insight checks. Okay. John, as you're going through the research notes, you turn around, you realize something is wrong. As Saul floats over and places a hand.
Floats?
Floats. 2 inches off the ground. Floats. He reaches a hand and places it on the girl who you rescued's shoulder, and she freezes up.
At last, the sanctum of my enemy is laid bare. You have done me a great service today, and now you will reap your proper reward.
It is not the voice of Saul Henning that emerges from his tortured lips, but the voice of Ralzamon, Master of the Unknown. And obviously that's where we're going to leave it for the night. Thank you everyone for tuning in.
No!
Thank you so much for everyone for joining us. It was a long episode, but had a lot of fun. And until we next meet our heroes, have a great night.
The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.